proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's a delight to have you with us today. And in studio is our good friend, Brother Dan. Welcome to the studio, Brother Dan.
Shalom.
Well, Dan, you are a Jewish believer doing some great things in the world of Jewish missions, and we just are excited to see what God is doing in your life. Well, Dan, one of the things that you were involved with IBJM just a few years ago was actually being a part of one of our mission trips. I believe you went to the Ukraine. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your experience. First of all, what prompted you to even go on a mission trip in the first place?
Sure. Yeah, after being saved in 2007, I really desired just to share the truth that God had shown me. And so I had always had a desire to go overseas, and I had looked into different ways in which to do that. But God brought this missions trip across my path. Actually, IBJM had visited our local church there in Pennsylvania a few years before I even started going there. And so they were getting mailing distributions and things. And so as I was considering where to go, what to do, how to serve the Lord, the pamphlet came for the Ukraine missions trip. So I read about it. I considered a couple different things and really felt like that's where the Lord wanted me to go. And so I had called the mission board, asked about the trip, and I needed to get from Pennsylvania to Tennessee. And so as I called, I found there was another person that was also going on the trip. She had found out about it from Pensacola Christian College. And so we ended up carpooling down to Hickson. And through that, as well as serving the Lord, she would end up, she would end up being my wife.
Well, I just want to put a disclaimer that our mission trips aren't really meant to be a matchmaking service, but you never know what God's going to do.
Amen. But yeah, we got trained. IBJM shared a little bit about how to handle yourself in a foreign country, just a few things about the Russian language. And we were off on a plane. The trip we did that year was a bit different than what IBJM normally does. Normally it's more street evangelism and meetings and things like that. But our group was privileged to take 18 Ukrainian orphans. We took them out of the orphanage with another Ukrainian team there that we were working with. And we drove them. We didn't drive them. We took a good sturdy Russian train from Kharkov, Ukraine, down to Crimea, back when that still belonged to the Ukraine. And we're up in the mountains and just enjoyed a lot of outdoor hiking things and things like that. But the real things that were important and valuable opened up my heart and my eyes, as well as I believe was a blessing for the orphans, was the time of Bible study each morning, each evening, sharing of testimonies with one another, the singing together. And through that, there were quite a few of the orphans that some had gotten saved and some were committing themselves to really following the Lord in their lives.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good. Well, Dan, what would you say to someone? Obviously, God used that trip to propel you into full-time Jewish missions. But what would you say to someone out there who's maybe considering doing a mission opportunity like this?
Definitely take advantage of it. It requires a financial commitment and a time commitment, but God is greatly going to bless that. And you never know what doors God's going to open once you just surrender to Him, commit yourself to doing whatever He wants you to do, and it's been a great journey. Never saw it coming, never saw the direction God was going to take me, but just kind of took that first step of trusting Him and going where He wanted me to go.
Amen. Well, that's a great testimony. And on that note, we just want to mention to our listeners that IBJM is actually hosting a couple trips, so one to New York City, one to Uruguay, and also to France. Next year, this coming summer, actually, of 2015. And if you'd like to have some information, just contact us here at IBJM. We'd be happy to get you in touch with the people running that. But, Dan, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks again for having me.
You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.